Okay, my friends, before we begin, I have a special invitation for my local or local-ish ladies. Starting this September, I am hosting a brand new event called The Sacred Circle. I don't know about you, but I have been craving the power of community, connection, and sisterhood. This event will take place monthly in an intimate setting at my home in Windham, New Hampshire. There, we will collectively create a space where you will awaken and share your wisdom, embrace authenticity, and ignite your passions in the company of extraordinary women. Imagine the support, the wisdom, and the courage you'll find in this magical circle. You'll build lifelong friendships and become the unstoppable force you were always meant to be. I am so excited for you to join me. All the details and link to reserve your spot are in the show notes. Space is limited, and I cannot wait to see you there. We have these two voices in our head, right? We have our higher self or our soul, and we have our ego, right? Also known as our inner critic. It is so important for you to know that that voice of your ego, your inner critic, is not you. It is not you. This is the voice that tells us we can't do things and we aren't good enough or smart enough, or there's not enough time, or there's not enough money, right? It's the mean voice, the mean voice in our heads. We grow up identifying with this voice and believe this voice is us, but it's actually just the voice of our past conditioning. Welcome, beautiful souls. Your time is now. It's always been now. I am your host and manifestation mentor, Allison Fitzpatrick, and I am obsessed with health. And not just a healthy body, but a healthy mind and a healthy soul. If you are craving peace, joy, connection, and alignment, you are in the right place. Imagine what it would be like to be living in full alignment with your purpose, eager and excited for your days ahead. Feeling a sense of inner peace, knowing you can trust your intuition and guidance from the universe. Feeling confident in achieving your goals and tasks with ease and joy. Embodying complete trust that everything is working out exactly the way it is meant to. This is so possible for you, my sweet friend. Life is always happening for you, and I am here to help you create a mindset around being strong in your powers. You are more powerful than you know. I am beyond happy that you are here. Let's find peace within the growth together, and let's have some fun. Hello, hello. Welcome back, and welcome to episode 25. Today is Sunday, September 10th, as I am recording this. I am back in New Hampshire, sitting in my office, which after I record this, I am going to clean because I feel like I'm sitting in a big cluttered space right now. And I don't know about you, but when my spaces feel cluttered, my mind feels cluttered as well. And to be honest, my mind has felt very cluttered ever since I stepped home, which I am going to get into with you today. So I have been home for, it'll be about 5 days now. And I'll be honest, it's been a big adjustment for me. And while I knew it would feel a bit off, right, after being away most of the summer and 95% of August, I was pretty much away all of August, I didn't realize just how hard it would be. Like, this has been really, really hard. So I've been slowly getting back into the swing of things and just starting from where I am, figuring out what I want my days to look like, figuring out shifts I want to make, getting back on track with eating, getting back to the gym, and getting back to somewhat of a consistent work schedule because I didn't work much in August. And I want my work schedule to be much more organized than it was before because now it can be, right? Like, I don't have kids at home. I don't have them coming home from school and me needing to stop what I'm doing. I get to set my own hours and also allow for leeway, right? For things to flow as needed. But I am craving just more of a consistent schedule right now. I think a lot of us feel that after summer, right? So today I woke up and I decided to do a 24-hour water fast. This is the third one I have done. And after a summer of not really paying much attention to what I've been eating or how I was eating, my body feels so ready for this. And I wasn't eating horrible, okay? Like I wasn't eating horrible. I stay gluten-free. I stay mostly, like for the majority, dairy-free. So I wasn't eating crap food all the time, but I was snacking a ton. I did indulge in a lot of sweets and wasn't really paying attention to how much I was eating or when I was eating. And I do like the way I feel when I do pay more attention to how much protein I'm getting in or making sure I'm eating three meals a day and not snacking in between all day long whenever I feel like it. So I felt like my gut needed a reset, like a really good reset. So I'm doing it today. And basically, I'm drinking water and a lot of it for the next 24 hours. I've actually done 36, which this one might end up being that as well. But both times I've done it, I have felt absolutely amazing. It truly resets my belly. My digestion is better. Pooping is better. It takes away any bloating. And honestly, the next day, you would think you'd feel tired from not eating, but I always feel really, really good. And I have a ton of energy after. So I'm doing it again. Here we go. And when you water fast for 24 hours, it basically gives your digestive system a rest, right? It always needs a rest, perfect for after summer. And it gives your organs ample time to repair and heal themselves. Other benefits include improved digestive efficiency, right? Increased mental clarity. And I need a lot of that right about now. It removes toxins, it increases energy, decreases oxidative stress in your body. So many benefits. So now I do this periodically, and I've never set any specific timing, like monthly or anything like that, but I do it when I feel my body needs it. And I know my body really, really well, and I know it's time for a reset. So if you've never done a water fast before and you want to do it, I do suggest doing it on a stress-free day. I don't do it on days where I'm working out. I choose rest days. So it's usually a Sunday for me when I'm home most of the day, because trust me, when I tell you this, you will be peeing all day long. I will be peeing all day long. So I wouldn't recommend doing it on a day when you're running around all day. And I know it sounds hard, but once you do it, you realize it's really, really not that hard. Also, sleep hours count. This is not a 24-hour like waking hours. Sleep does count. So it goes by pretty quickly. So what you could do is eat a big dinner, right? Say on Saturday night at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, then go all the way through Sunday and then eat dinner again on Sunday night around 6 o'clock, right? If you wanted to stick to that 24 hours. I've done it before where I eat a big dinner late in the evening. For me, that's probably 7 o'clock. Last night I was at a wedding, so I ate really late last night. So this is what I'm doing this time. So I ate late last night. Then I'm going all of today. So you go the whole next day and the night. So it ends up being about, depending on how long you sleep, but about 36 hours. There's lots of ways to do it. You do what works for you. And it's been really, really great for me. So I'm doing it again. So I digress a little bit there, but I thought I'd mention it because it's part of what I do and what my husband does as well to reset our systems. And this is part of what I'm doing to reset myself for this new season. We're heading into fall, right? In just a few weeks. So I wanted to come on today to talk about some feelings and emotions that have come up in the last few days since I've been home from the Cape. And as I mentioned in the last episode, I don't plan ahead for these podcasts. I like to be in the moment because that's obviously when I'm feeling it deeply. And I feel like I can be most vulnerable and raw when like it's actually happening in the moment. So now I know I've mentioned in the last episode that it was just a different feeling when I came home from the Cape to New Hampshire throughout the summer. Like it felt more cluttered, a feeling of more stress than I had felt when I was on the Cape, feeling like I have to do more when I'm back in New Hampshire rather than just be. There was a lot of being when I was on the Cape. We lived more minimally this summer, and I never thought I was that person, but clearly I am because I still want to just throw everything away at my house right now. Maybe not everything, but the clutter needs to go for sure. And I'll be slowly doing that one room at a time. But what I didn't expect was this whole host of other feelings that have come up since I got home. Our minds can play crazy tricks on us, my friends, right? If we aren't careful, and we can easily let our ego take over. The minute I got home, and I don't know, maybe it's because I was thinking about it and in my head expected it to be hard instead of telling myself, like, Allison, you're going to be home. It's going to be amazing. A new beginning, a new season. You're able to go to the gym again, work out with people. You get to see your friends, right? You're going to get back to the chickens. And I'll admit, like, I didn't do that, right? We're all human, right? I get to be human just like everyone else. And my humanness comes out a lot, but I'm also very aware of my humanness, which is very helpful when needing to move forward, right? Awareness will always be key to everything. Just being aware of your thoughts and emotions and the thoughts that are going through your head. But I wasn't speaking these good thoughts to myself. Instead, it was thoughts of, it won't feel the same, right? I won't be at the beach. There's more to do and clean and more chores, right? When I'm home, the kids won't be there. Life won't be the same anymore with them gone. It won't feel as good. It won't feel as fulfilling. And honestly, there was also thoughts of back to work. I didn't really work much this past August. And there was these thoughts of, now I have to really get going on my goals. I have a million things I want to do and need to do. I have 140 emails literally sitting in my inbox right now that are unread and need attention. I know it's awful, and I probably horrified many of you by saying that. And it's not a normal thing for me, but I ignored life this past month. Like I did. I pretended, quote unquote, life didn't exist and was just in the present moment as much as I could be. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that or that I regret it, because I don't. I don't regret anything that I did this summer. But everything is still here waiting for me. No one was harmed in the process of me ignoring all of my life to-dos. But when I got home, it was kind of like a ton of bricks just hit me. It hit me like a ton of bricks, right? And the thoughts went to, do I even want to be in New Hampshire? Where is home? Is home in New Hampshire or on the Cape? My watch thinks home is on the Cape. Every time I go to the gym or run an errand, it tells me I'm 2 to 3 hours away from home. So my watch is just as confused as I am right now. There's also been these thoughts of, do I even want to be doing what I'm doing for my business? Is this the right thing? What am I thinking? Am I good enough? Am I capable? Are these new events even going to be successful? Do I want to continue my Juice Plus business? Am I truly where I want to be in life right now? Like, my friends, when I tell you all the thoughts, it was all the thoughts, like literally just taking over. There was one night a few nights ago where I woke up around 2 a.m. and my mind was just racing, right? It wouldn't stop. I was awake until about 4:30 and then woke up at 7:30 and felt like I had been hit by a truck. So thankfully, I have incredible friends that I can open up to, my beautiful friends at the gym that hold space for me when I need to just let it all out. I also let it out to my Reiki master. I had an incredible session with her a few days ago, but I allowed myself to let it all out, to feel it, to really feel it, to cry, to be okay with the fact that I feel this way and really allow myself to ask myself, like, why? What's making me feel this way? Are these thoughts valid? Sometimes they are and sometimes they aren't, let's be honest. But I allowed myself to feel and allowed myself to not judge myself for having these feelings, right? Nothing gets resolved ever by ignoring it. Nothing. Like, your feelings don't get resolved. Arguments don't get resolved. Like, nothing gets resolved by ignoring it and just pushing it away. The only way I can describe it is, like, I felt this big letdown when I got home. Like when we go on vacation and then we come home and it's like this vacation letdown, summer letdown, right? Probably a lot of people are having that right now. And feeling like I can't feel like I felt on the Cape when I'm in New Hampshire, right? Like feeling if I could only snap my fingers and be on the Cape again, like all would be fine, right? But that's not reality. And I thought, do I really want that? Is just being in a different place going to make all of these thoughts go away? No. Changing locations changes nothing. It's sitting with these thoughts and figuring out why I feel like this, right? Why I feel this way and what action I need to take to shift it. It's all about awareness, right? I said it before and I'll say it again over and over and over. It's all about awareness. And it's also about control. There's so many things I have control over, yet we find ourselves in these situations, right? We think life is out of control and we don't have control over anything, but we do. I felt so alive and free and happy on the Cape. So what's stopping me from feeling all of that here in New Hampshire, right? I'm the only one stopping me. No one else and nothing else. Not my home, not the people around me, not the fact that my kids aren't home, not my business. It's me. I'm responsible for my own happiness. So I had to take a step back and I had to love myself for these feelings, knowing it's okay to feel this way, that it's natural to feel this way. It's human, right? To feel this way. And also, it's up to me. I call the shots here, no one else. There's going to be times in our life where we may feel like we aren't where we want to be, whether it's where we live or where we are in our personal life or where we are in our business. We feel like we're supposed to be somewhere else, right? Or in a different place in our life. And the problem is we get so focused and hung up on not being where we want to be that we forget about the beauty of everything that's around us right now. We get so focused on, I'd rather be there, or I'd rather be doing this, or if I could only have that now. We forget that the now is exactly where we are supposed to be. That the now is happening, right? The now that is happening is just a stepping stone to the next level. That the now is here for a reason, right? The now is our place of learning and exploring and shifting. We are always where we are meant to be. So can we love where we're at right now, knowing that the unknown is actually a beautiful place to be? If I looked back on my life and looked at everything I did that was unknown at the time, new jobs, learning new things, getting married, becoming a parent, starting a business, meeting new people, having to find a new community, it all worked out in the end. I'm still here, right? I'm still here. And I learned a shit ton along the way. We all do. So again, I had to take a step back and honestly, just breathe, right? Reel it all in. Remind myself that there's constant change happening and it's okay. It's okay to not know what's going to happen at all times. It's okay to not know how new business ideas will play out. It's okay to not know whether I want to stay in New Hampshire or move to the Cape or move somewhere else, who knows? I had to remind myself that I get to make my life experiences just as magical in New Hampshire as they were on the Cape. And that location doesn't matter. The job doesn't matter. It's up to me to create it. It's up to you to create joy and happiness in all areas of your life. No one else. I had to remind myself that all of these thoughts of, what am I even doing in my life right now? Right? Was not my higher self talking. It was my ego. It was my ego trying to keep me safe from change because change is hard. But as I always say, change is inevitable. We have these two voices in our head, right? We have our higher self or our soul, and we have our ego, right? Also known as our inner critic. It is so important for you to know that that voice of your ego, your inner critic, is not you. It is not you. This is the voice that tells us we can't do things and we aren't good enough or smart enough or there's not enough time or there's not enough money, right? It's the mean voice, the mean voice in our heads. We grow up identifying with this voice and believe this voice is us, but it's actually just the voice of our past conditioning. It's the voice that tries to keep us safe in our comfort zone. It tries to keep us from that feeling of failure or pain or risk or sadness. This voice does not serve our higher good. It does not serve your higher good. Our inner critic reminds us of our limiting beliefs and our insecurities. I knew the moment the thoughts of, what am I even doing with my life right now, right? Am I making the right business decisions? Am I good enough to hold these events, right? It was all my inner critic keeping me safe because doing new things is scary. And again, you have to pay attention when this voice comes up. It is not you. That was not my higher self talking. I knew I needed to tune in to my higher self and tune out the inner critic. When we do this, we allow ourselves to tune into our higher self, right? And tune out our inner critic, right? When we do that, we fast track to where we want to be because you allow yourself to take action in spite of fear, in spite of the unknown, continuing to move forward, not knowing exactly how things are going to turn out, and also knowing that it's going to turn out exactly the way it is meant to, expecting that it's going to turn out better than you ever expected. It may not turn out how you expected or wanted, but can you trust that it's going to turn out exactly the way it is meant to? Inner critic thoughts and questioning our life and our purpose, it's all natural. It's going to happen, and we can't ignore those thoughts. You don't need to ignore your inner critic, right? You shouldn't ignore your inner critic. Recognize these thoughts when they're happening, and also remember that your inner critic is not in the driver's seat. Your inner critic is not in control. Your higher self is. So recognize these thoughts, all gazillion of them, right? Like I did. And then kick your inner critic to the back seat, or even better, to the trunk, and accept that this is not you. Part of this process of life is becoming an observer first, right? Awareness again. If you try to push that inner voice away, you make that voice even louder. What we resist persists always. A lot of people think, well, I should just pretend like these thoughts aren't here and go on with my life and they'll eventually go away. No, that doesn't happen that way. Not recognizing your thoughts and emotions will only cause more resistance. What we resist persists. So instead, become the observer of that voice. Have awareness of that voice. Remember, you are not the thinker of those thoughts. Your higher self, who you truly are, is not the thinker of those thoughts. It's your inner critic. So you need to be the observer behind the thoughts. You need to be the awareness behind the thoughts. We do not need to identify ourselves as these thoughts. We have to actually shift them away from, I am thinking these thoughts, so they must be true, to, I am aware that these thoughts are being fired off in my brain because of my past conditioning, or because change is scary, or because the unknown is scary, whatever the case may be for you. I recognize that they are here, that they feel real, but I also recognize that I am the awareness behind these thoughts and that these thoughts are not me. I know I've talked about this before in past episodes, but it's relevant here again, so I'm going to say it again quickly. We have two choices when it comes to making decisions in our life. We can take action because of fear, or we can take action in spite of fear. Decisions can be scary. Change is scary, right? The unknown is scary. But here's what I've always learned. We have to take action to do the things that are uncomfortable. We never fail at anything, a business, a job, parenthood, marriage, all of it, right? We never fail, but we do always fail forward. We learn lessons from each experience, which guides us in the next direction. We have to do the inner work to uncover our limiting beliefs so we can do the work to reprogram our mind. We have to have awareness and be the observer of these thoughts. Our mind is the most powerful thing, right? And has the ability to create our own reality. And we have to surrender to every event in our life and trust that everything is happening for us and that everything happens the way it is meant to. The universe knows best, always. So I'm going to stop right there. And before we part, I want to leave you with this. choose to make changes in your life one step at a time. It doesn't have to be all everything, right? All at once, one step at a time. Always trust and follow that the change, even when it's scary, right, will always lead you closer to the person you were meant to become. Accept the changes that you cannot control and make peace with them. Start each day with self-acceptance and self-love, because when you do that, it'll change the way you look at yourself and at life. Change is inevitable, and you get to attract change in the most positive and self-loving way. Each day brings new opportunities. Be in love with your life, because when you do that, your life changes become better and better. I love you all so, so much. I hope this episode inspired you and served you as always. And I am so looking forward to chatting with you in the next episode.
Thank you all so, so much for joining me today. Remember, your time is now. You always have the power to shift your mindset and create more ease and joy in your life. Don't ever stop growing. Don't ever stop evolving. Don't ever stop learning. If you love this podcast, I would be so beyond grateful if you left a review, shared with your friends, and tagged me on your Instagram stories. I love you all so, so much. Now go and create an amazing day.